This is Scott Berguin of KSOWLP in Cottage Grove, Oregon, with the War's Toll for the week ending November 1st, 2005. As of November 1st, 2005, 2,231 U.S. and coalition soldiers have been killed in Iraq. Of that number, 2,032 are U.S. soldiers. This past week, 32 U.S. and coalition soldiers were killed in Iraq. In Afghanistan, 247 U.S. soldiers have been killed to date, one in the past week. We have no numbers for soldiers of other nationalities, and regrettably no numbers for Afghani civilians that have been killed since the invasion October of 2001. Back to Iraq, the official total of Iraqi civilian deaths now stands at 30,163. This is from IraqBodyCount.org. Agencies inside and outside Iraq have estimated the total number of civilians killed since the invasion in March 2003 at well over 100,000. In the past week, at least 194 Iraqis were killed, bringing the total in October to 680. And now we'll read the names of the U.S. and coalition soldiers that have been killed, whose names were released in the past week. First, in Afghanistan. On October 29th, Stephen Sherwood, 23 years old, British Army, Ross-on-Wye, Herefordshire, United Kingdom. And now to Iraq. On October 21st, Tyler B. Swisher, 35 years old, U.S. Marine, Cincinnati, Ohio. On the 23rd of October, Jonathan R. Spears, 21 years old, U.S. Marine, Molino, Florida. On the 25th of October, Christopher T. Monroe, 19 years old, Army Reserve, Kendallville, Indiana. Also on the 25th of October, Benjamin D. Hoffner, 21 years old, Army Reserve, Wheat Ridge, Colorado. Also on the 25th of October, Michael T. Robertson, 28 years old, U.S. Army, Houston, Texas. On the 26th of October, Evan S. Parker, 25 years old, Army Reserve, Arkansas, Kansas. Also on the 26th of October, Thomas A. Wallsmith, 38 years old, U.S. Army, Carthage, Missouri. Also on the 26th of October, Louis J. Gentry, 48 years old, U.S. Army, Detroit, Michigan. Also on the 26th of October, Ramon A. Acevedo Aponte, 51 years old, U.S. Army, Watertown, New York. Also on the 26th of October, James Witkowski, 32 years old, Army Reserve, Surprise, Arizona. On the 27th of October, Michael J. McKinnon, 30 years old, U.S. Army, Helena, Montana. Also on the 27th of October, Daniel R. Leitner, Jr., 28 years old, Army National Guard, Hollidaysburg, Pennsylvania. Also on the 27th of October, William Wood, 44 years old, Florida. Also on the 27th of October, Robert F. Eckfield, Jr., 23 years old, U.S. Marine, Cleveland, Ohio. And also on the 27th of October, Jared J. Krem, 24 years old, U.S. Marine, Halpage, New York. On the 28th of October, Deborah A. Banizak, 35 years old, Army National Guard, Bloomington, Illinois. Also on the 28th of October, Dylan M. Jutras, 20 years old, U.S. Army, Fairfax Station, Virginia. On the 29th of October, Kenny D. Rojas, 21 years old, U.S. Army, Pembroke Pines, Florida. Also on the 29th of October, Raymond D. Hill II, 39 years old, Army National Guard, Turlock, California. Also on the 29th of October, Shaker T. Guy, 23 years old, Army National Guard, Pomona, California. On the 30th of October, Michael Paul Hodshear, 25 years old, U.S. Marine, North Adams, Michigan. On the 31st of October, Jonathan Tesser, 36 years old, U.S. Army, Simi Valley, California. Also on the 31st of October, William J. Byler, 23 years old, U.S. Army, Ballinger, Texas. Also on the 31st of October, David J. Martin, 21 years old, U.S. Army, Edmond, Oklahoma. Also on the 31st of October, Adam R. A.J. Johnson, 22 years old, U.S. Army, Clayton, Ohio. Also on the 31st of October, Will Jean Lieto, Saipan, U.S. Army, Northern Mariana Islands. Also on the 31st of October, Jeff Derrance Jack, U.S. Army, Saipan, Northern Mariana Islands. Also on the 31st of October, Robert C. Oneto Sikorsky, 33 years old, Army National Guard, Bay St. Louis, Mississippi. And finally, also on the 31st of October, Matthew R. Kading, 32 years old, U.S. Army Reserve, Madison, Wisconsin. As always, our hearts go out to all of the victims, their families and loved ones from all nations.